After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry, put a sheet on it
with Bounce. Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. So go ahead and tell us what you have there, Elder Barker.
Just tying in conjunction with what you were saying, it says national security alert. Cybertruck bombing at Matthew Livesberger warned that the deep state was planning to target Trump with drones hours before he reportedly died in the bomb blast in Las Vegas. It was also reported that he was a huge Trump supporter and that just hours before this had happened, I mean, he was in essence talking coherently with other people's, and there was no indication that he was getting ready to do something like this. And then, you know, it's suspect that with a vehicle full of that much explosives that you would have this self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head when you are planning to blow yourself up. Something just doesn't add up. And I really don't trust what the FBI, what their reports, what they're giving out. So, yeah, very, very suspect.
Well, yeah, they're saying he killed himself before he detonated that. It's, you know, maybe if he had a timer or something like that, or, but, you know, it's hard to detonate something if you're already dead, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
The only one who would know the answers to this would be Big John McTernan. So, Big John, what do you think about all that? John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, yep. It's been known that and people have committed suicide by stabbing themselves in the back, you know. You've heard of that, right? The coroner?
Oh, yeah, Fannie Malik, Bill Clinton's coroner.
Yeah.
We had, he found a guy, he decapitated himself, cut his hands and feet off.
That's right. That's another one.
I remember that very well.
Yeah. And so... why would he do that? Yeah, the only way he could possibly do it is have a timer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But why would he shoot himself? Why didn't he just blow himself up? But
exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, you know. See, here's the problem. The problem is we can't believe any of our so-called intelligence agents.
Right, that's exactly right.
And here when you have this, after they parade this woman out and they put her in charge with a ring in her nose, apparently somebody must have said something to her because when she came out later, she had taken the ring out. that was, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, what, you know, this is what our intelligence agency has come to? Well, look at the people that Biden has put in there. Unbelievable.
And then, and then how conveniently they find his military ID. Somehow that wasn't burned up in the fires. Bad as that fire was, that part didn't get destroyed.
Yeah, I know, and I saw it, and it wasn't damaged at all, was it?
Mm-mm.
No. No, we don't... There's a whole lot that's totally wrong with all of that. And I was going to, apparently the clip we had, we don't have, we're trying to find it right now. But I want to, you know, just switch over here a little bit. China declares state of emergency amid alleged epidemic of multiple respiratory viruses. Social media users and outlets share videos, Gateway Hispanic. And here, I notice what they're saying. On this station, if you've been listening to the news, they're telling you that we have pretty much almost an epidemic of flu now. And they're pushing the flu shots. But why don't you two tell me why you don't want to get one of those flu shots?
Well, first of all,
go ahead, John.
First of all, Pastor Ernie, I don't believe that the people don't need it. They should be loaded with their vitamin D3 level when it's really, really high. You know, that is the number one defense against the flu. The people that had real high vitamin D3 levels didn't get COVID, or if they did get it, it was very mild. The lower the vitamin 3 level, the more likely you are to die from COVID. So there's things that we could do on our own, taking vitamin C daily, and vitamin D3 in high enough quantities to keep the serum level up. So that's not discussed. They want to say, take a vaccine. Well, how do we know what's in that vaccine, Beth Aaron?
We do know what's in it. It's a NMM, whatever. It's the same thing.
mRNA.
That they... Yeah. Yeah.
Technology. Yeah.
Why in the world would we trust them after what they just did a couple years back?
Well, a smart person wouldn't trust them. And besides that, they're saying that there's several different strains now of the flu. And so they have one shot fixes all. How does that work, John? If there's several different strains, how could you have one vaccine
that flu shot never really worked, Pastor Ernie? They would guess in the beginning of the flu season, they would guess that this is going to be the dominant strain that's out, going to come out to the public. And at most, you know, going through the years, it was like 40% effective.
Okay. Recent reports circulating on social media, particularly from users on X, as well as a few news outlets, suggest that China has declared a state of emergency following the widespread outbreak of multiple respiratory viruses, including influenza A, human metapneumonia virus, HMPV, and COVID-19. And they say COVID-19 is on the rise again. Isn't that something? Well, usually we would have thought they'd have done it before the election to try to keep people home, huh? Alarming videos and posts claim that hospitals and crematoriums are overwhelmed by the rising number of cases and fatalities. They describe a rapidly deteriorating situation in China, with hospitals allegedly struggling to cope with a surge in cases. These claims have sparked widespread concern.
Pastor Ernie,
yes.
That's exactly the way COVID-19 started. It started in China with a mass epidemic. Remember, Pastor?
Yeah.
Now we're in round two, and starting in China again.
Yeah, and I was watching them. There was the news they had showing them putting people, the people, supposedly dead people, in body bags and then burning them. But you saw some of the body bags moving. So. That's the kind of thing they do in China. That's what communism will do for you, godless China. But you know what, something? You know, the blood of the saints, the martyrs, are the seeds of the church. Did you know there are actually more, and because of the underground church in China, actually more Christians in China than there are people in the U.S.? Did you know that?
Wow.
A lot of people didn't know that. But anyhow, and John knows about what's been happening because there's been like revival breaking out around the world. What's happened lately in your world, John?
Pastor Ernie. We've run into physical opposition in Kenya against the gospel. I've kind of lost contact with my church over there. I'm really concerned about it. I know that some were they were beaten by the Muslims, and some were hospitalized. They stole all the phones, and they stole all of the computers and equipment there. And that's because of the penetration of the gospel there. That's the direct cause of it, Pastor Ernie.
Do you know what? Let me, yes, I just thought of something. Johnny, are you listening still, or are you trying to get a... I'm wondering, Elder Barkley, could you send Johnny the clip that we had from yesterday? Could you send that to Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, Johnny. Take him off air for a minute and get that information. Okay. And then go ahead and he'll send you the clip. We were supposed to have been loaded yesterday, but apparently we didn't get it loaded. And so I'm going to find out who did that, and I'll get him. I'll get him. Okay. Anyhow, going back to what we were talking about in that report here, and is China really facing a perfect storm of respiratory viruses? Some reports suggest that the simulation circulation of influenza, you know, oh, John, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's the bad news. This just happened, Pastor Ernie. I was supposed to speak there, and I was never contacted by the church. And I was supposed to speak a three-day like seminar, and I did for a week. I didn't hear from the pastor I work with, and then I found out that many of the people under him there were beaten severely, and they were in the hospital. So that's for the effect of the effect of the gospel, Pastor Ernie. When you see multitudes coming to the Lord, and there's no way to stop it, the opposition can often turn to violence.
Yeah, it does, and of course, you know, we've seen that just north of here in Canada. We've seen what they've done to some of the Christians there. Of course, you know, we've seen that here with our so-called Justice Department raiding the homes of pro-lifers, you know, which are like 99.9% Christian. And homeschoolers, the same thing, you know, sticking guns in the faces of little children, intimidation. And believe me, if they thought that they could have got away with it, you see, this is why they want to take away our guns so much. This is why we can never let them take away our guns. Can you imagine if America was disarmed like they did in Canada, what we'd be living here? When people like Hillary and Joe Biden in charge and Obama in charge, can you imagine what it would be like?
Well, Pastor Ernie, think of this. Joe Biden literally had the border open, correct?
Oh, yeah, he opened it. He was following orders from his Chinese bosses.
Yeah,
keep the borders open.
Yeah,
keep
right.
Yeah.
And how many, I forget the numbers now, Pastor Ernie, but like how many convicted murderers were brought in, convicted rapists were brought in?
There were 13,700-something convicted murderers and 14,000-something convicted rapists that were convicted in their own countries, okay?
Right.
And then
right.
Tens of thousands of terrorists, known terrorists,
right.
Were brought in too.
So they're bringing in this criminal element, and the criminal element from Venezuela, Pastor Ernie, is that gang from Venezuela. They brought in tens of thousands of them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Biden and the hard left want to disarm us. So you can see it. They're not even hiding. They're not even hiding it, Pastor Ernie. The border's wide open. They're funneling criminals in and others that are pouring in. And at the same time, they want to do everything they can to strip us of our rights to defend ourselves.
Yeah, I know that. That's what communists do. Okay. And here, They again, Obama Biden is the worst president this country ever had, because he's not, he from day one he was not on our side at all. He's the on the side of the enemy. And you know, we saw that his the Biden crime family got millions and millions of dollars. They got $5 million from the Chinese government in one shot alone, okay? And so he was owned lock, stock, and barrel by the communist Chinese. And so, and you know,
well, that's kind of cheap, isn't it, Pastor Ernie? $5 million, you can buy the president of the United States.
Yeah,
that is cheap.
Sure. Well, that was just one installment there. Look.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now we're going to go to the clip, and that we're going to play this clip about what may be coming our way, which is probably coming our way. Go ahead and bring her on.
News today.
It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are about to break down the latest intel on what's really happening with the two terror attacks we saw yesterday and what's coming next. Now, as we have precisely predicted in the last year, as soon as Trump became president-elect, the globalists would escalate war with Russia. They would launch a new pandemic hysteria. They would also try to pull the rug out from under the economy. They would then activate the ISIS Al-Qaeda cells that Biden in the last 3 years has resupplied with $80+ billion from the Afghan withdrawal and other funding. Then you saw the overthrow of Syria using Al-Qaeda, actually putting Al-Qaeda in charge of that country. So we know that the Democrats, that whole arm of the deep state, is openly running and controlling these groups. That doesn't mean that the useful idiots, the Islamicists from overseas, and that they recruited here domestically, like the attacker on the New Year's revelers in New Orleans yesterday morning at 3 a.m., and now we know that the man that blew himself up in Vegas out front, Trump International Hotel, was also a bomb specialist from the same military base as the man who attacked and who was ISIS there in New Orleans, and his accomplices that have escaped, and the ongoing manhunt for that. We're about to break down what all this really signifies right now.
We'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event.
The first thing that needs to be said about the New Orleans terror attack using the truck and the accomplices and the state police and the FBI saying that there were other people working with the attacker that tried to plant and detonate bombs, who then again escaped and are believed to have run to Texas, and the ongoing manhunt in Texas and other areas of the country, is that they themselves probably don't even know that they are cutouts of a larger globalist crime syndicate that we know is funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and that directs their leadership. And of course, this has come out for decades after decades. It goes back to Jimmy Carter. It's been to Brzezinski in the late 70s, making a deal with the Mujahideen that then became Al-Qaeda, and then, of course, leading right through until today. And that is a fact. Our government with Israel and Turkey and NATO just turned over, as I said earlier, Syria to Al-Qaeda, and CNN saying, well, the former leader of Al-Qaeda is no longer Al-Qaeda, but he's now the good guy. So when you see these type of things happening, you have to understand that higher up, these people are being organized, funded, and controlled. And you've got all these ISIS and Al-Qaeda leaders on record coming across the border in the last few years, even bragging, you don't know who I am, but you will see now, like known ISIS, Al-Qaeda leaders from places like Azerbaijan.
Please, by the way, if you are smart enough, you would know who I am. But you you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
I'm just laying out some of the basic facts right now. Next, I'm going to get into the big picture and who I see behind this and strategically where these moves are going. So there's thousands of data points that go into this, but I'm going to try to just break them all down so that we can put a warning out to the public and a warning out to President Trump, because you can better believe the deep state is heavily involved in these attacks and more are coming.
Is anybody doing anything?
No, and actually, Al-Qaeda makes a joke out of the fact that they move the money we give to the Taliban to the camps that train the Homeland attackers, right? So it's almost like an insider joke, like, yes, we are forcing America to fund their own attacks. So that is the plan, too, that the money will go back to us and our government. And then that makes Americans also look at our government like it's an inside job.
So recapping, in less than 24 hours, a former Army member who is an Islamicist plows his car into a bunch of people in New Orleans at a New Year's revelry outdoors, kills now 15, dozens and dozens others seriously injured. The state police put out their report that at least three accomplices were trying to plant bombs. There are manhunts going on in areas of Houston shut down. You have a Tesla truck loaded with gasoline, explosives, and fireworks exploding in front of Trump International Hotel, and it's a former Army ordnance specialist or bomb specialist, munitions specialist, who supposedly blows himself up in the vehicle, or then there's manhunts, and they've got standoffs at, with people on buses, and just all this craziness going on. And then you have the backdrop of that with the situation in the Middle East, with the federal government openly backing Al-Qaeda, which is the same thing as ISIS, to take over Syria. All of this with Trump getting into office in just 18 days. Now, big picture, I see this as an ongoing PSYOP destabilization campaign, just like the UAV hysteria, just like the escalation of war and the bombing inside Russia with heavy cruise missiles, Attackums and Storm Shadows and others. And then we see the Iranian connected individuals and Pakistan, Al-Qaeda and ISIS connected individuals being, quote, busted trying to kill Trump in the last few months. And we have the feds, still run by the Democrats right now, saying that there are plots to kill Trump and that the Iranians are behind it and that we're going to have to attack Iran so that, again, they can start staging these attacks as a precursor to assassinate Trump with a larger, more professional truck bomb or shoot down his plane with a surface-to-air missile, and then be able to blame Iran and get full war with Iran, who's allied with Russia and China, at the same time taking out Trump. That's what I see front and center in all of this. It's also come out that the ISIS sympathizer that led the attack in New Orleans had been in trouble repeatedly when he was in the Army for radical Islamic affiliations and statements, but nothing was done. Again, continually, the intelligence agencies, the leadership of the U.S. military is protecting these individuals, just like we see the FBI leading these different white supremacist groups that they're trying to get to go out and blow up power stations. This is all part of creating the narrative ahead of a cascade of big events, either before Trump gets in or after he gets in. But right now, I want to look at what they said in the first few hours after the attack in New Orleans, where they brought out the DEI lady who could barely talk with a nose ring to say, this is not terrorism. And then Senator Kennedy pushes her aside and says, look, I already know what's going on. The feds better not lie. You better not try to pull this, because we're not going to put up with it. Because back then they were still trying to cover up the ISIS flag and all the rest of it. But because of Kennedy and the public and others and X and everybody exposing it, they had to quickly stop trying to cover up like they've done with so many of the other Islamicist attacks. Here's part of those crazy exchanges.
We'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event.
Can I say something, Arthur? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
Okay, and CBS.
NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, That's an unusual position.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't. Look.
There's a lot of information going around. Some of it is actually true. Some of it isn't. The federal government is now in charge of this investigation. By that, I mean the White House, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice. Here's what I want to ask from the federal government. Catch these people. And then tell the American people the truth. Now, I don't want you...
So what's the moral of the story you just saw? Because Senator Kennedy and the state police in Louisiana wouldn't go along with the cover-up of this being ISIS that they were still trying to push 10 hours after the attack. Then the feds, still run by the whole Obama globalist crime syndicate, had to come out and admit what this really was. Now, yesterday I got contacted by Texas law enforcement who were very concerned about the fact that they knew about other people very closely connected to this individual in the Texas A&M area, and that the feds had not reached out to them, that there were no investigators there, and that no one was going to some of the last known addresses of these individuals. Here's that report. I've got a breaking, exclusive, very important piece of information concerning the ongoing terror attack investigation into the truck attack that killed a bunch of people in New Orleans this morning. We're going to be getting to a Fox News piece in a moment where the state police and others have confirmed that at least three other accomplices are reportedly trying to plant bombs and had detonators and have fled the scene. There is now a manhunt going on around the country, particularly in Houston, Texas, where an area has been cordoned off. And the FBI has said, don't go into that area. And we have a lot more we'll get to in a moment. But first, the exclusive information. A trusted law enforcement source in Texas reached out to me and just about an hour ago and said that there had been an investigation already into this individual and others. And the last known address of one of his family members, his brother, is there in College Station there in Bryan. And that the police chief and others are aware of this and concerned, but so far, the feds haven't reached out to them, and they don't see any federal activity there. So this is a big deal. At least three accomplices running around planting bombs, detonators, all of this. I'll play the little Fox News update on that in a moment. But I already cut reports this morning saying I bet more of this is going to happen. Then you've got the cyber truck, now clearly an explosive blowing up, reportedly with the driver inside, probably detonating it. That's a message to Elon Musk and President Trump as a threat. 19 days till the president gets in. And so we've been predicting that we'd probably see some Islamic terror attacks connected to ISIS and Al-Qaeda here very, very soon. We know the Biden administration has been working with them, giving them weapons. They helped them take over Syria with Turkey and Israel. This is very, very dangerous. But a big investigation centered in and around Houston. And so far, no investigation going on that we know of from law enforcement, though they're concerned they're in the A&M area. So everybody get this report out because we're going to obviously try to stop further attacks. But everybody needs to be frosty right now.
Detonation, and this is again from a Louisiana State Police bulletin. Also, a corresponding remote control discovered inside the vehicle. Now, this is also significant. According to the same intelligence bulletin, surveillance footage, Molly, captured three men and a woman placing one of multiple improvised explosive devices. So certainly more to this investigation. President Biden, meanwhile, is not here at the White House today on this first day of 2025. He's at the presidential retreat in the Maryland Mountains, Camp David. However, he is continuing to get updates from his team, from the Homeland Security Department, from the Justice Department, also from the FBI. I want to read something that the president I want to go to some sound from President Biden on the tarmac before he took off from Delaware to go to Camp David. Watch this.
I've spoken to every member of the agency, from the CIA to our national security team, to our FBI, NSC, and we're gathering all the intel. I spent a lot of time with the government, with the mayor.
What was your reaction when you heard what happened?
Well, the reaction was one of anger and frustration. Thank you.
He didn't say much there. He said he would say more later, but he did release a statement more thoroughly that says, in part, my heart goes out to the victims and their families who were simply trying to celebrate the holiday. There's no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities. Meanwhile, the man who's moving into this White House behind me in less than 3 weeks, President-elect Donald Trump, put out a statement on social media earlier today that reads as follows. When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true. The crime rate in our country is at a level that nobody has ever seen before. Our hearts are with all the innocent victims and their loved ones, including the brave officers of the New Orleans Police Department. The Trump administration will fully support the city of New Orleans as they investigate and recover from this act of pure evil. Now, the former president said criminals coming in his statement, meaning into our country. But to be clear, Molly and Brian, the suspect was born in the United States. He served in the United States Army. He was a veteran. The FBI is the lead agency in this investigation, going through the social media and any other accounts associated with the suspect. But that key bulletin right there by the Louisiana State Police, the Associated Press was first to report, shows potentially other people involved. And the FBI was cagey during that news conference as far as saddling in with a specific number of how many other suspects. Governor Jeff Landry, the Republican governor in Louisiana, said they essentially don't want to tip their hat to anybody and tell any other potential suspects or potential accomplices what they know. But President Biden continuing to get updates from afar. He will be back at the White House tomorrow. And of course, it's possible at any time we will hear some more formal statement.
Now, regular viewers and listeners in the last month know that I specifically said, now that we've seen this massive funding and weapons being given to Al-Qaeda to take over Syria, I would expect terror attacks in Europe, the UK, the United States, Canada, you name it. And I said, now, it's not logical that Biden would openly back these people and then they would attack us on the surface because Biden will get the blame. But they don't care. That's how stupid they think you are. They openly backed ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the last 15 years attacking Syria. So these guys work for the globalists. They're low-level minions or just brainwashed cultists of the whole Islamic system. But you have to then understand, ladies and gentlemen, that all the evidence points towards much bigger events coming in the near future. And I believe it's a smokescreen to create the narrative that, you know, this Islamic threat is out there, but not connected to the globalists. So, again, they can try to kill Trump. And Trump's talking about having a big rally on the 19th in D.C. and all the rest of this. And I don't think Trump should be intimidated from still having these events. But I am simply saying that a truck bomb, a nuke, you know, we've been hearing the hype that Iran smuggled a nuke in. All of that's being put out to pre-program the narrative ahead of massive false flags. And that's the real takeaway here that everybody really needs to understand. And we need to get Cash Patel and you know, other people that are very, very smart to, you know, get out there and start talking about this and dealing with this. We've also seen big whistleblowers come out on some of the biggest podcasts and shows from the CIA the last month saying these ISIS Al-Qaeda attacks are coming and that FBI agents and CIA people have been persecuted and gotten in trouble when they expose it and when they talk about it.
Back to the interesting point. You said that you guys think that they've sent at least 15, Al-Qaeda alone has sent at least 1,500 people here in the United States.
Correct.
What do they plan on doing with them?
They have a 2025 multi-coordinated, multi-city plot to avenge the death of Osama bin Laden.
Okay, so I've watched you on podcasts. I've never heard that. Could you explain that more?
We're going to put a report on Monday, but essentially Al-Qaeda is actually who helped plan the Hamas attacks. The Hamas attacks is a dress rehearsal. So the Hamas attacks is the practice attack, and then the big attack is going to be in the United States and then in four countries in Europe.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of CIA and FBI whistleblowers that have been going public the last few months, but Sarah Adams was very senior at the CIA, a targeting officer, and she's gone public in just the last few weeks warning of imminent ISIS Al-Qaeda attacks and that she and others got in trouble for trying to expose it and stop it. Here's part of one of her latest viral interviews.
I just want to clarify, you are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders?
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the Homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
How long? How old is this information?
I mean, it's ongoing. So the training's already done, right? So All the training info is now old because they trained all the Homeland attackers, if that makes sense. So like next week, you're not going to get info of a Homeland attacker probably at a terrorist camp because it's already done. So all this has been in the last year.
So it's been over a year. It's been a year.
Because this was a continuation. So they planned October 7th first, and then they rolled into planning this after.
Are we next or is Europe next?
I think the embassy attacks are next, in my opinion.
What are they waiting for the embassies?
I don't think they're waiting. I think it took time to train them. They've now approved them, and they've now moved into the operational stage.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS, is all a product of Western intelligence agencies. Saudi Arabia, Israel, NATO, the U.S. government, the U.K. have been caught thousands of times in the last 30-plus years funding, running, and controlling these groups. And now, with two of these attacks happening in just one day, it lets us know that this is part of a larger project of destabilization and chaos that the globalists have launched. But the public isn't naive anymore. And with the information that we and others are laying out, we're going to stop their operations dead in their tracks if you get this out to everyone you know, because this is an information war.
Already, that's exactly what it is. It's an information war out there. First of all, you know, the last time, I'll bet it's been 20 years, you know, since we showed you 20 years ago. In fact, we sent out a number of DVDs where we had a group of patriots that had gone around, and they had located 90 terrorist training camps in American soil, okay? And the FBI was very well aware of, well aware of it, okay? This is when George W. was in, okay, was in office. And that was, again, at that time, and right here in Ohio, there were a couple terrorist training camps. Now, today, they're still there, and they're still training them right here on our soil. We know that we brought it, that Biden, Joe Obama Biden, has brought in at least 50,000 Chinese troops. He's brought in at least 50,000 Chinese troops north of the border in Canada. They were actually having maneuvers up there with Chinese, Red Chinese Communist Party troops. And so that's here. This is why, again, the one good thing that America is like an armed camp. John, what was the last count? Do you remember of how many gun owners there were in America? Something like almost 300 million?
I don't think it's that high, Pastor Ernie. Not only are there millions and millions that have guns, but they're heavily armed and, you know, well supplied with ammo and that. So it's... we have a massive, if you want to call it, militia-type army ready to go here. Just needs to be organized, Pastor.
Yeah, well, that happens pretty quickly when the shooting starts, huh? This is one of the one of the things that the Tactical Civics has been doing, trying to bring back the standing militia, the constitutional militia, which we really need. Now it's time. Joe Biden should be tried for treason and the whole Biden clan. In fact, all of those on the J6 committee should be tried for treason, all of them. But they're there. I mean, this is, we've had them, you know, these terrorists on American soil. Again, Biden brought them in here. He brought them in. He obeyed his orders from the Chinese. We've been telling people, so all of the things that we told people were happening, but you would never see the fake news media. By the way, John, you hear they call themselves the legacy media now. I would never want a legacy like theirs, would you?
That's a new one to me, Pastor Ernie. You're going to have to explain what the legacy media is.
Well, they've changed their words. They refer to themselves no longer as mainstream media because they're not mainstream anymore. What has happened, programs like this, we've outnumbered them. We've outnumbered them, okay? Do you know that the Food Channel and several others right now have more listeners than CNN? Did you know that?
Yes, I was aware of that. So changing their name to Legacy?
Yeah, they've already that's what they refer to themselves now as Legacy. Legacy
what kind
media.
Of legacy do they have?
An evil one.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want their legacy. But
yeah, that's for sure.
And so,
hey, Pastor, you know, one of the things in that video that really stood out was the fact that he mentioned that they were. This was definitely possibly a message that was being sent to President Trump and Elon Musk. And it reminds me of what you actually went through when they threatened your life. Because if this is the plausibility that they took a soldier, because he was an active soldier from some of the reporting I'm hearing now, and nobody in his family is really understanding how this has happened, because he was for country, he was for Trump, but this could definitely be a message if they took him, however this happened, turned him and put him in that vehicle, that would definitely be sending a message. Hey, we can take a man like this, kill him, and by putting him in that cyber truck and putting him in front of that tower, it definitely could be a message. And again, it reminds me of some of the threats that you underwent.
Well, here, when these two guys look, this to me, because of their situations, both of them, reminds me, you know, of Manchurian candidate. These would be perfect Manchurian candidates, and they're still doing that today, okay? Yeah. And so what do you think, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. The Manchurian candidate took a lot of time, and the idea of it. So I think that, yes, they've been planning this maybe for a long, long time, and Biden's going along with it by keeping the borders open. He made it easy for them. They set it up in Panama where they would get him on planes and fly him into America over the border, and it was being done by the federal government. That's documented. That's not made up. That's documented.
The federal government is the world's largest child sex trafficking operation. The federal government. This is why, again, this, like I said, it's not vengeance. It's got to be justice. These people have to be brought to justice. I've got a prayer request here. And Ed has leukemia and diabetes, and he's asking for a prayer for healing. Mary, apparently they're husband and wife. She can't seem to keep food down. So I'm going to go ahead, and Elder Barkley, would you pray for Ed? Ed has leukemia and diabetes, and Mary has, she can't keep food down. And then John, it's that time you'll have about... you'll have about 8 minutes to give an invitation. So go ahead, Barkley, first.
Amen. Father God, we come before you. Truly, we thank you, Lord God, that we can call on you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are sovereign, you are in control. And we just want to lift up Ed before you, Father God, with this leukemia and diabetes, Lord God. You said that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, Father God. And there is nothing that is too hard for you. So, Father, we come to you. We call on you. You said that man ought to always pray and not to faint. And, Father, we ask that, Lord God, that you would heal him, Father God. We ask that you would bring relief and comfort, Father God. We also ask that, Father God, even as we had Dr. Glidden on last night, if there are those things that naturally that, Father God, that Brother Ed needs to take, we pray for the revelation of that as well. But God, we look for your supernatural healing over Ed's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Before you pray, John, I have a couple of quick announcements. One is Monday night at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, Geauga County Tea Party, or Geauga County Right to Life, will be having their monthly board meeting at Doers of the Word, 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry at 7 p.m. Next Monday. And then next Tuesday, Geauga County Tea Party will be having their meeting, and that will be held at the Metzenbaum Center there on Sperry Road in Chesterland. That's the Metzenbaum Center, and that will be at 6:30 p.m. And so thank you, and John, go ahead and give an invitation.
Yeah, first, Pastor Ernie, I feel compelled to pray for the nation and President Trump with his coming inauguration. Father, we bring the United States before you, and we've been betrayed, Lord, and this is known. It's known, the betrayal by the federal government. But, Father, you have reversed this now, and President Trump is coming in. He's well aware of what's going on, and the number one item is to close the border and get all these criminals and illegal aliens out. So, Lord, I'm asking that you would uncover now to the real America, real law enforcement, these criminal cells, these sleeper cells that may be here, Lord, and the criminals that have come in on purpose by the federal government be removed now, Lord, and that we would be blessed by this criminal element and be taken out. And, Lord, also that we pray for the protection of President Trump, that you, no matter what scheme is out there to try and harm him, it'll fail. In Jesus' name we ask this, Lord. He will be inaugurated, and he will move as president to do all the things he's promised and bring our country back. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the election and what you've done now. In Jesus' name I ask.
Amen.
Pastor Ernie, how much time is left?
How much time do we have?
About 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Okay. All right. I want to share some. Pastor Ernie was speaking from or teaching from John 17, and I want to go back to John chapter 3, and starting with verse 16. Now, that verse is also quoted, often quoted, but I want to share some more scriptures connected with it. Verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned." Now here's the key. "But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil." So Christ did not come, according to the word of God, to condemn. No one out there that's listening that doesn't have Christ as his Savior or her Savior, he didn't come to condemn you. You're under condemnation already because of sin. He's come to save you. And there is a terrible penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. That's eternal separation from God and a place called hell. And God in his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And here's the key, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God's love is out there, but you have to appropriate it. It'd be like there would be a great blessing, banks were giving away money, and you could get $1 million, but you have to go to the bank to get it. It just, you don't get it just by standing there. You have to act and go into the bank to get the money. That's the way it is with salvation. Salvation is there, but you have to go get it through repentance and confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's how you appropriate salvation. It's there, but you need to repent. Repent means to turn about face. You're going one direction in sin, alienated from God, separated from Christ. You do about face. That's repentance. Now you're following Jesus Christ and his word, and you confess, you believe with a confession that you're a sinner and Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin, and that he was buried, and the second part of the gospel was he bodily rose from the dead in power. And that same power that raised Christ from the dead can be in you. The resurrection power, that's called walking in the newness of life, that can free you from bondage, free you from loneliness, heal your broken heart. All of that can accompany salvation in Jesus Christ. So salvation can be done now by confessing repentance and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin, so that you are no longer under condemnation. And that's the wonderful gift of God. That's the love of God. So I'm going to say a prayer here, and if that's your desire, just pray along with me. God, I now repent of my sin. I turn completely around, and I'm following Jesus Christ and your word. I believe that on the cross, Jesus Christ shed his blood and paid the penalty for my sin. Therefore, I have eternal life only because of what Jesus Christ did. I also believe that he rose from the dead, bodily rose from the dead, and that I can also raise from the dead in that free from the bondage of sin. And I ask that you send your resurrection power through me to free me from depression, anxiety, loneliness, fear, all of that bondage, that I could live a new life in power with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Have you that absolutely? That was a great prayer, and we have 1 minute left here tonight. So what we'll do is.
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, I think it's very important that every prayer time there, we include President Trump, because there's no doubt that they're going to use red flags. They're going to try and disrupt everything, including removing him if possible.
Yeah, they're gonna try everything they can, and like I said, they've been putting out that they're going to. Use the 14th Amendment that they've now, you know, we talked about earlier, we haven't heard anything from Merrick Garland. He's been laying low, but he's been appointed, and we've been talking about that. You and I discussed that. They still believe that they've appointed all these new crooked lawyers, a whole bunch of them, and somehow these people are going to be able to stop Trump. I don't know, I don't know how they can do it, okay? But, anyhow, we got to say this. We're out of time. Thanks, John, for that prayer. It's time to say good night. God bless.
Bless.
And
always.
Yeah, and say always.
Always.
Ready?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight. Fight. Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Attention American homeowners, you're under attack. Your home and equity could be vulnerable to cyber thieves. There's only one company that completely stops them, and that company is Equity Protect. Equity Protect prevents any attempts to steal your home, equity, and ownership 24/7. Get your free risk report today by texting the word HOME to 94878.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.